I recently was working with a young client who was dating a young man in the United States Navy. She expressed anxiety and concern in considering marrying him because she wasn't sure how that would affect her career. So let's explore this topic today on In Motion.
Starting out or starting over? Advice to reach your career goals. This is In Motion.
Gail Rubin-Kunisch has worked as a career counselor with clients to help them land their first job, improve their career with a new opportunity, or transition into a new career path. Military service, more than honorable. Gail and I both agree on that point, and it does raise a good question. I had never really considered that. Going into the military, what happens to the spouses, and what do they have to think about for their career path that they've chosen? So that is an important thing to consider for private sector careers. What are those for a spouse?
Well, Greg, one of the most important things to consider at the outreach is that support for families is always improving. First off, as a military spouse, you're not alone. Every base has a family service center that provides counseling and support for personal and career matters, not just for the service member, but for the spouse as well.
So your first advice to this client was to let them know that they had other sources for advice.
Absolutely. There are other sources for advice. There are other sources for support. It's kind of like a safety net.
She was also concerned, I'm guessing, about the fact of all the moving that's involved. Most people think of a military career as something that's on the go, but that's not always the case, is it?
No, that's not always the case. I have a personal family member that was in government service that was stationed in the same place for over 20 years. So there's no rhyme or reason to it.
So, Gail, how do you advise clients who are in circumstances to be married to someone serving in the military?
My advice is to not let special circumstances like your spouse being in the military affect your decisions about career. If you're a teacher by trade in one location, you can find a position as a teacher in another location. You may just have to modify your plans because, remember, if your spouse had a career in sales, they might be transferred around the country just as equally as they would be in the military, and yet you wouldn't have that safety net of the family service center that the military provides.
And if they're looking into this briefly, let's say they are considering all their avenues and options. Not only do they have services that are available on base for military personnel, there's also resources online.
Yes, there are always resources online for military spouses, for anyone who's seeking to make a transition from military to private sector experience. The same resources that would be available to people who are just making a career change.
So would they be inclined then, let's say that they are considering, because we originally talked about your client having considered this as to whether or not they were going to go ahead and marry this person and have to deal with changing their career path up, I would guess not only have that conversation with the person that you're planning to marry, but maybe firsthand, if you wanted to talk to somebody, an Army recruiter or somebody like that might also give you a good starting point.
Yes. My experience is that about 20 years ago, I worked with the civilians and personnel from the Naval Air Station Orlando in Orlando, Florida. And what I found in helping these individuals transition into the private sector is that they really esteem their families. They really hold their families up for having made the sacrifice with them to serve in the military. And so there was a lot of support there, not only from the service member, but also from the family service center. And it was a family environment for sure.
Definitely some resources and things that people could look into if they're dealing with a similar topic. Sounds like we've covered all the bases.
Yes, we have. Next time, we'll explore the transition opportunities for someone being discharged from the military and trying to make a way in the private sector. On In Motion.
Thank you very much for that, Gail. This has been In Motion with Gail Rubin-Kunisch. Have a question for Gail you'd like answered on the air, similar to this one, or maybe completely different? Contact her at theinspirationgroupconsulting.com website or email her directly at theinspirationgroupconsulting@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us.